Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
On this episode of Don't Blame Me, we have my twin, Leo Howard. He's back, ladies and gents. And there's also a video, obviously. And he's so cute. So all of you guys who didn't get to see him on video, get excited. In this, we talk about a guy who comes too fast. How do you make a guy stop from coming too fast? We talk about baseball, taekwondo, other things like that. We talk about a girl who found her boyfriend's pocket pussy. Yeah. Yeah, it's a big one. And we also have a lengthy conversation about a mom who's too involved in her son's relationship and that dynamic. It's a fun one. So keep on watching. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Don't Blame Me. Today, if you're watching this video, which peep the YouTube channel, we are here with Leo Howard.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Well, I'm really excited that you're here. Leo's been a guest before.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me, when I asked him if he wanted to come back on the podcast, he was like, same podcast. So we got a big fan, huge listener in the house.
But everyone.
But you're good at advice.
Oh, I am.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was agreeing with you. I'm very good at advice.
You are.
Because I don't think I'm wrong, which is partially the issue with my life. Mm-hmm. I never think I'm wrong.
I'll be real.
I'm sure I am quite a bit.
I don't think you're wrong that much.
I am. I have that classic dad thing, which is do as I say, not as I do.
Oh, 100%.
Grew up with that dad. Love him to death.
Yeah.
Literally could count on, not one hand. I could count multiple times. If I had a nickel for every time my dad said, do as I say, not as I do.
Yep.
I would be so rich.
I almost tweeted the other day being like, for someone who has an advice podcast, I sure as fucking hell cannot take my
life's
advice.
A mess.
It was like, I was thinking about it last weekend and I already talked to you all about it, but I was just like, what the fuck am I doing? And I was like, this is so dumb. Like, if any of my friends were like, so I'm like figuring out this, this, and this, I'd be like, you're wasting your damn time. But I was like, yeah. No, I'm sure, sure.
I mean, we joke about it, but being an incredibly, I think we're both emotional people.
Yeah.
So it's much easier to third person give advice than it is to be in the situation, be emotionally involved in the situation and give advice.
100%.
So it's really
and
easy to
And also we
tell
both know when we're making bad decisions, but we do it anyway. It's not like, oh, I fucked up. It was like, no, I know this is the wrong thing to do. I'm just going to do it. I'm just letting you know.
I just want to see how it plays out.
Yeah. Oh, me all the time.
Let's
I'm
go.
Being like,
come
not
on,
the best idea, but it's the one I'm going to do.
Yep.
Well, guys, if you're new here, this is an advice podcast. Don't blame me if we give terrible advice and totally fuck up your life.
Don't blame me.
And if you guys want to call in for a future episode, the phone number is 310-694-0976. And international listeners, you can email an audio file to meganpodcast@gmail.com. And we're gonna give some advice. And we also have Melissa here, as always.
Hello.
First of all, great outfit today.
Thank you.
You're going to get hot.
Look at you.
This is my second episode. I just take this off, so I don't have to worry about changing
smart.
My outfit.
Do you know how much time I fucking spent today being like, how could I get away with wearing overalls? And then I was like, this is so, like, I like think in the morning, I'm like, yeah, it's going to be fine. I'll change out of overalls into a totally different outfit.
I want nothing more.
Over it,
and I want it nothing more than to get away with wearing overalls with
no
shirt
you could
underneath. Just, you know, the hipster just.
You could do that.
With like a piece of like hay in your mouth. What is it?
No, just not even. Just like a gold chain and like a Rolex and just.
Ew.
Overall.
Ew.
It's you walk like, in a room, people are like, okay.
I know that guy.
I'm going to take that guy's advice for
character
sure.
Character work. Hey, do it for an audition. Yeah, right. One time I saw a girl that I know show up at an audition and she was dressed crazy. Like Harajuku, like meets My Little Pony. Like absolutely insane. Like a look. Like she was wearing like a pastel wig. And I was like, oh my gosh, like we must not be going out for the same thing. And then she goes, oh no, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, whoa. Ooh. Oh, I didn't get the memo. She goes, oh no, I just like thought I'd make a bold choice. And I was like,
that's bold. All right.
Boldest choice.
I even find
I've ever
a lot
seen.
Of the hip fashion stuff to be a bit wild. What's the big company with like the gold chains in print on the, it's not Gucci. It's
Ed Hardy. Oh, Versace.
Versace.
That even, I see that and I go, I can't believe that that's over $20 to buy. I mean, it blows
well,
my mind.
Well
I know,
over.
But it blows my mind because
did
I
you watch
think
that
it's
show?
Hideous. Which one? No. Yes, I know what you're talking about. Has the great actor
Darren Criss is in it.
Yep,
it's the Ryan Murphy
Ricky
show.
Martin is in it.
Nice.
I keep
I thought
thinking
I saw him
behind
in
the candelabra,
once.
But it's not.
No.
Yeah, it's Ryan Murphy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh my God.
American.
Nope.
That's
American Horror Story.
I know.
Who killed Versace or
yeah,
something
like
that?
Yeah, like the death of.
Yeah, but it has like an overarching title for each one.
Oh. Wow, podcast! Everyone who's listening to this right now is fucking screaming in
are
their
you guys
cars.
Actors, really?
Being like, I know, right? I can name some of the
I
most
was.
Obscure shit. I was too.
It's American Crime Story.
American
Thank
Crime
you.
Story.
I was on the right track.
Wait,
is
I wouldn't
it
know
really?
That. Yeah. I didn't know that
that's
at all.
The first one was the O.J. Simpson one, and then
oh my God,
the second
I didn't
one
even...
was.
Are we thinking the same thing? I'm
yes.
thinking
yeah.
the Versace who
I
killed yeah, Versace
it's called
thing.
The assassination of Gianni
yes.
Versace.
Who's the guy that
American
played
history?
Versace's killer? He's great.
Darren Criss.
Yes, Darren Criss. He's great.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
he's amazing.
Crazy. I didn't know that they were all connected and they were all the same like series.
Didn't
know. Wow. I auditioned for one of his shows.
Ryan
bombed.
Murphy shows?
Bombed
I did too.
That audition.
Oh, we talked about it.
Yeah,
yeah. Bombed as in good bomb or bad bomb?
Bad bomb.
Bad bomb.
Big bad bomb. It's okay. Bomb. They went for a name, so I'm cool with it.
Guess what?
What?
This is our 50th episode.
Our 50th episode?
50. See, I knew that because
Holy
I came early
shit.
And we talked about all these things.
Because
yeah,
you
talked
got
about
here
you.
Fucking we before me.
Like I said, the only reason I came in is because Kendall has the same car.
So yeah, you're like, hey, look
oh,
at this.
Oh, Megan's
she's
here. I'm not going to look
no,
like
No, do you see how much cleaner her car was? That should have been a tip-off that
I didn't
wasn't
look in.
My car.
No, I didn't look in.
Or, no, even on the outside. Except it rained, so my car's looking a little better. But yay, guys, for our 50th episode. This is exciting.
Very exciting.
Congratulations.
Oh my God, think of all the people that we've helped and or hurt. That's a lot.
Yeah, have you ever gotten...
There's a lot.
Have you guys gotten customer testimonials yet?
Yeah. We do. We have people. Oh, fucking
and what's
shit,
the average?
What do you mean? We'll have people call
based
back
on,
and
like, hey, this was your advice. This is what I did. Or just like an update to the situation.
I mean, I'll be real. We got a lot of stubborn bitches who will DM me. Be like, hey, thanks so much. Listen to the podcast. Did not take any of your advice.
But it worked
and
out anyway.
A lot of times like totally blew up in my face. But I'm good with it. But I think that sometimes it's nice because I think like, I don't know. I think regardless of what decision you make, I think talking about it with somebody will make you make a decision. But I think even if someone like you go against what they're saying, if you don't ask anybody, I think you just kind of put off it, but it makes you do it.
I have a completely different theory on that.
Okay.
I think this podcast is a total oxymoron because whenever people in general, like we're kind of narcissistic, a lot of people are.
Yeah.
Whenever I ask advice, 9 times out of 10, I know the decision that I want to make, that I need to make, and the decision that's going to screw me over. Usually in the back of my head, and I already know what I'm going to do.
Confirmation on just which one of them.
And so when you ask advice to someone, a lot of the times you're just asking for someone to back up what you already think about the situation.
Okay, let's go.
Hi, Megan. I am 23 years old, and I have been dating my boyfriend for over 2.5 years now. We just moved in together. Everything's good. My main issue with him, though, which is why I'm calling, is that he is the definition of a mama's boy. And I just want to say a little disclaimer that I know it's his mom, and she gave birth to him, and she loves him more than I can understand because I don't have a child. And I love that he is close with his family. And I truly, truly mean that. That is not the issue. The issue is just that she treats him like he is 7 years old, like buying him random stuff all the time, like toys and knickknacks and childish blankets and just things that he does not need, especially being a 24-year-old. He really does not need. And she just likes to be involved in every aspect of our relationship. And I just feel like as a mom, you shouldn't want to be involved in your child's relationship. And that shouldn't even be in your mind about what your child is doing with their significant other. And it's just to the point now where I am so uncomfortable even being around her because of the way she treats him. Like, I don't even want to see her at this point. And it's just weird to me to see someone who you have sex with on a day-to-day basis be treated like they are 7 years old. It just really creeps me out. And he's not an only child, so that can't be the excuse. He has a brother who's a year older than him, and his brother's treated that way too, but not to the extent that he is. And I also must say that his mom made him and his ex-girlfriend in high school break up because his mom did not like her for the simple fact that she took away too much time from her. So she was the reason that him and his ex-girlfriend in high school broke up, which is a huge red flag to me. And I know that she loves me and he reminds me all the time that she loves me, but she does a lot for me and I appreciate that. But that's also to the point where I'm like, please, like, I don't need you to do all this stuff for me and get me all this stuff because I am a very independent person. I love my mom to death, but my mom knows that I am an adult and I can do everything on my own. And she is not like that at all. And I had to learn to be independent at a very young age because my dad passed away when I was 16. So our lifestyles are just very different, and I don't know how to go about it. I don't want to offend him by bringing it up, but I need him to be more independent. I don't want to be married with kids, and he still calls her when he has a stomach ache.
Your boy's got a Jewish mother. She's a Jewish mother.
Coming from a guy with a Jewish mother.
Kind of, yeah. My mom's the least of the evils when it comes to a Jewish mother.
Okay, so...
So it's a really tough situation.
It is.
I think I say that every time that I hear a voicemail, by the way. Right? I go, it's a really tough situation.
We got to preface it with that. Validate your feelings first. I will say definitely have been there. 100% have been there. Mm-hmm. And have been there with not just one time. Mm-hmm. And we literally talked about this 2 days ago.
We did.
There is always a struggle with... Mm-hmm. boyfriends and husbands' moms and their girlfriends and wives. Like, that is a tale as old as time.
It is.
And I can say that from my personal experience with having dated and also with my friends and hearing that. And like, I do not have a single female friend or male friend that has been like, yeah, no, there has never been any tension at any point with my mom and my girlfriend or between me and my boyfriend's mom. Like, it's just, it's such a common thing. I will say it also, you got the worst of it. It is primo, especially bad mothers of two boys and the younger boy. Like, that's just a blatant fact. Yeah. That's almost all of my friends. That is their situation. It's really hard. And as much as it's like, you don't want to offend him, and gosh, I feel for you. Like, this is, I totally understand this. Okay. Like, you obviously don't want to get between like your boyfriend and his family, but ultimately you have to choose what you need to do for your happiness, because yeah, it's not going to, if that's something that you don't want for your future, then yeah, you need to put your foot down. But also, no matter what you say, it's not going to change 100%. Like, you need to be, both of you guys need to figure out how to kind of get, be like 40% happy with it. Because right now it seems like you're 0% happy with the situation. And his mom feels like she's super satiated and is probably she probably only feels like she's getting 90%. Like, it might not even be enough for her. But you need to get to a point where you're both compromising on certain things, and saying, there's a way to say it that's not going to be like nasty, but no matter what, I don't see him taking it well. Every time I've talked to a boyfriend about the involvement of their like parents or like their, I mean, it's really never the dads, or like my high school boyfriend's mom fucking hated me. And like, she liked me when we were just friends. Like, I was one of the favorite kids and it's all that different stuff. And as soon as we started dating, she fucking hated me. And it became this thing that like, it was so passive aggressive and difficult. And like, I've experienced that like later on in life and things like that. And it's something like, it's just going to be there, but you have to say, at least what I would do and what I've done in the situation has been like, here's the thing. It's like, I'm not comfortable with, there are certain parts of our relationship that I want to be just for us. And when we like, cause you said that you want to be with him and like you, all of that stuff. And like, and when we raise a family and like we do all of those things, like I need to know that us as a family unit is going to be a priority and that I'm not just going to be an addition onto this, because he's not experiencing the same thing from your family and all of that. And I think you also need to say, it's not necessarily, she's like, it's like, don't be like, it's not about your mom not liking me. It's not about that. I know all of this comes from love. Yeah. It's just, I need the boundaries to feel safe in this relationship and that I can trust you and that there's not another person involved in every aspect of our relationship.
Right. I totally agree with all that. I think what you can do, I think there's a tricky line here. There's a very gray kind of boundary line where it becomes, hey, this is my issue with how you're reacting to things. And then it becomes, this is my attack on your family, which is not what it is. But I guarantee you that's how it would be taken, just because I've been in a situation similar to that. I think you can address the things that directly affect you and him together. I don't think that it's necessarily appropriate to address how he is with his mother, because that is kind of none of your business, as long as it, I mean, not none of your business, but it's really none of your business, because, you know, she's known him a long time. She watched him come out of her, and there's a certain,
close her eyes.
there's a certain cool, connection that mother sons have. I mean, all parents and kids, but mother sons specifically. And yes, you may deem it in a certain way inappropriate, and it very well could be, there is a boundary line. I think you have to deem what affects you directly and, address that. So maybe you have an issue with, maybe him being immature in some ways, that's what you can address rather than her buying him gifts and things like that. That's kind of might be a him and her thing.
Yeah.
And so I don't really know where the specific thing is, only, you know, but, yeah, it's, you just got to be careful, because there is a very close relationship and you can quickly alienate yourself from the family by saying something wrong.
Yeah.
So it's,
well, I think that's a really good point, because I think that's exactly what you need to do, is figure out what it is exactly that is seeping into your relationship.
Because just making a blanket statement, although it may make you feel better, is not going to actually solve any problems.
And he's not going to see eye to eye with you on that, because this is all he's ever known.
No, I wouldn't either, you know?
Yeah, and also the growing up thing, and like, whether it's like the simple stuff of like, oh, he's constantly calling Ronnie, has a stomach ache, and it's like that immaturity thing, he'll probably hopefully grow out of that eventually with her. And especially when he will hopefully become a father, like, we'll need to like understand how to step up to the plate and things like that. But anything that, exactly like you're saying, anything that's directly affecting your relationship, bring it up, and maybe start off by bringing that up as an issue with like as being like, hey, let's talk about this issue. And then from there, bring in and like, yeah, well, it feels like then bring in the like the mom aspect. Don't be like, hey, we need to sit down and talk about your mom and your relationship with that. If you bring it with like, let's say like he calls. So one of the issues that I faced with an ex was that he would end up calling his mom and his parents and tell them things before me. And like, so they knew everything. And so then it'd be like, oh, I already talked about all this with like my parents. And I already like did all this stuff. Like, did I not like clue you in and fill you in on these like life decisions that I was making? Mm-hmm. And I was kind of just like, what? Like, why are we dating if like you're calling your parents when we're in college to tell them all of these different things versus like, I'm like here with you on a day-to-day basis. And like, I don't get clued in. So I kept saying, I was like, I just feel like left out of this relationship. Mm-hmm. And so that can be a way to like ease in and bring it in that sense. Or if you feel like she's too heavily involved in like knowing too much about your life, and you can say things like that, because I think if you can tie it, you need to tie it to him, like to you guys in a way that he's going to, sounds fucked up. You have to tie it to you guys in a way where he's not going to feel as attacked and he's going to see your point. Because I think the biggest issue here with mama's boys is when you finally talk about it and then they go to their moms to talk about it.
That's the worst thing.
Oh my God. And then that,
because I mean, imagine being imagine being a mother.
Yeah.
You have a son, you're very close with that son. And then all of a sudden he's dating a girl. And mm-hmm. then all of a sudden he says, hey, look, we got to really kind of back this off. Of course you'd be like, whoa, wait a second here. Bitch. You uh-huh. just met her.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden this whole relationship mm-hmm. has to change. Now, also, here's something that I like to think about in this sort of thing. What is her name? I'm sorry. I totally
forgot. We don't do names.
So you're good. Okay. Sorry. Good. Whoever you are, think about like, this is a new situation for you, right? This is a new situation for mom too. There's no handbook on parenting and how you're supposed to be with the, mm-hmm. the spouse of your son or your daughter. Like there's no handbook. So everyone's learning this together, which is why it can be such a clusterfuck sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I think that if you see this relationship with his mother affecting maturity in his life, I think that for me, in my relationship, I would take that as, yes, you care about seeing me do well in the future. You care about seeing me live a healthy and strong mm-hmm. life. So if I'm you and I say, hey, look, this relationship with your mother, I feel like you're maturing a little bit slower than you mm-hmm. could, instead of I don't want to be dating some guy that's getting gifts from his, like, there's a different way to kind of word your issues without insulting him and making him feel, you know, emasculated, which is not cool, you know?
Yeah.
Because no guy wants to hear like, fuck, your mom's buying you gifts. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You get automatically defensive, but.
Yeah. And I think bring it up once first and then kind of wait and see. Cause like, that's been the thing that I've dealt with was like bringing it up and getting like hit back with like the whole, like, what are you talking about? No, like that's my mom. Like, why are you blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And it was like, no, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. And then taking a little while and being like, okay, fine, cool. Maybe I'm wrong. And then having them like step back from the situation and be like, you know, I actually kind of see what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because also, no offense. And you're not like this, cause we've talked about this before, but I also think there's this like extreme, like naivety to guys that they think that like their moms and their girlfriends get along so well. Like it's this thing of being like, yeah, no, everything's great.
We want it so bad.
So bad. So you don't.
Perfect world is mom.
And it's two people that you really love. It's like, why wouldn't you love each other? It's like when your friend starts dating somebody that you fucking hate and you're like, how does this make sense? Because I love you so much. Like, why would you love
somebody
who I don't
love? There's also a biological thing there, I think.
But, yeah.
There's a sort of like mother has to release this sort of like, this is her guy. This is the person that she's molded. Yeah. And she's got to kind of let go and let mm-hmm. some other woman come into his life. And
territorial.
Oh, it's primal.
Super,
absolutely.
Super, super territorial. Totally. And so I think like the when you kind of plant that seed to him, that it's not a character attack on her or on him or anything like that. It's just being like, this is really textbook that this doesn't always like this. There's always a little bit of tension here. And you're not going to see that because you love us both and you would never prioritize one over the other and you want us to get along just as well. But like, there are certain things that like make me feel like I'm as much as in your eyes, like we are like the same kind of level in like different ways. There's certain ways where I'm feeling like this relationship is having an effect on ours when it shouldn't at all. Because the quote I've said is, I'm like, you don't fuck your mom. Like, you have to have.
You might not.
But, oh, gross.
Oedipus.
Yeah, but no, but do you know what I mean? I'm like,
maybe
like,
he wants that.
But here's the thing. I'm like, you have to, like, if you one relationship can't trump the other. They're different relationships. I'm like, unless you're going to fuck your mom, like, you have to be, like, you're no matter whoever the girl is, whether it's, like, you or anybody else, like, these people, you want this both in your life. You want a partner and you want to have your mom. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like one's going to win. Which I think is also like a hard thing.
And also it's a long road. It's never going to be perfect.
Yeah.
I've told you this.
Oh,
it's never going to be perfect. All you can do is address each situation and do your best to navigate it according to what you believe in and what you believe is going to be the best for the family all around. But here's the thing. You've been dating 2 years. His mother's known him for 23 years. So it's like, and known him, changed his diapers. So there's a certain bond there that you have to be respectful of because although you may think you know the relationship, you may not, you know? So that's the thing that I say to that.
And then the stuff
it's not a fun situation, I mean, but it's a situation that I think everyone goes through to a degree. So
there's a lot of movies. Monster-in-Law.
Lots of movies.
It's, that's the whole thing. But and
she's a Jewish mother.
She is. Or Xanax, that too. Just saying.
That could work.
Prescription. Get a prescription. Okay. Be safe, children. She's not a kid, so we're fine. Okay, on to the next.
Hey, Megan. I am 21. I have been dating this guy for almost a year now. Obviously, we're sexually active, and I am just curious if there's anything I could do or he can do with the issue of him finishing fast. Now, we have talked about it, and he can get really insecure about it, although I don't mind if he finishes fast, but I know he gets really insecure, so I'm, like, curious if there's anything that I can do to help him last longer, or anything he can do to himself to help that. He has told me that, you know, jacking off does help a little bit. And I can't really do anything because he gets so excited and even maybe a blowjob will kind of finish him off. So I'm curious what you have advice on. So hopefully I can get some help. Bye.
Get them mouth skills going, boy.
What? Oh, hit. Oh, yeah. But I was also going to say, I'm not, if you watching the video, I'm not laughing at you at all. I was just saying that this is, so my friends and I have talked about this because like I've never been with a guy that at least once hasn't been like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so embarrassed.
And it should be flattering. But the problem is if that happens.
Yeah, all the time. But if it's like the first couple of times, you're like, oh no, don't apologize. Like, I just feel so fucking good about my, like it's
first time I slept with this one girl. When I say 20 seconds, like, I told you this story. And that for me, that was something that I'd never experienced before. And I was like, give the best 10 minutes of your life. And then just, I was like, oh my God, this is, it's really embarrassing.
Yeah.
But that's where round two comes in.
Yeah. Yeah. And he needs to, he needs to get good at going down on you. And he might be, but I mean, I always recommend the book, She Comes First. Mm. That needs to be the mentality where it's like, you guys can like fool around a little bit. And then like pause, like he'll go down on you, fool around a little bit, like continue with that kind of thing. And not just like hop into like immediately having sex and have like sex be the finisher, you know, like have that be like the dessert or like penetration. I don't want to call that because that's not just sex. That's,
that's a really tough one. I have not directly experience
except for that one time
for sure. No, it's happened before, definitely, but it's not an ongoing. I would say,
well, because you've got
something that helps is like the classic before the date, clear the pipes.
Think about baseball.
That doesn't work because you're thinking about baseball and then you're like ball, but balls are deep.
Moss has told me this before. He'll be like,
I think jujitsu is what
stream of consciousness where he's like, no, there's few things that I can think about that it's like going from being like, no, this, nope, this makes me think of this, nope, this makes me think of this, nope, this makes me think of this.
Yeah, ultimately, you just got to find other things or, practice makes perfect. And the more times you have sex, the better I think it gets over time or the worse it gets. I don't know.
But I hope he's going down on you.
That should be a definite first decision, first what a plan of action
yeah,
would be.
Yeah, first course of
get
action.
Good at that always.
Yeah, first course.
Yeah, I would say that, and then get the book. I mean, if you feel uncomfortable talking to him about it,
Don't. I would say, don't be like, no, this sucks. What are you doing? Don't bring it up directly.
This is my advice. I've done this advice so much times. Buy the book. It's on Amazon. Buy the book, read it, leave it by your bedside table. 100% read it before bed. Do they live together? Did they say that?
She didn't say.
Okay. Well, read it around him or have it like fall out of your bag or talk about it with your friends really loudly around him. The first time that I bought book,
we'll look.
He, Mots immediately picked up the book that night. And then the next day I was like, oh, wow. Did you read the book?
No,
100% totally did.
I was just, you know, tapping into my biological.
Exactly. He's like, yeah, I'm just like, yeah, I'm feeling better. And I was like, it's a Tuesday night. Cool. Thanks. But the same thing, like then afterwards, I remember I brought it to set because I wanted to show.
Yeah, I remember.
I think I wanted to show.
I think Tyler was reading it.
And then immediately like at lunch, Leo's reading it.
Yeah,
like,
it's fascinating.
And then some other guy is reading it. So it's like, it made its rounds so quickly. Yeah. Like it's a papaya on the cover that like clearly it's sexual and it says she comes first on it. So it's a good enough hint that he can read that and kind of be like, oh, okay. Cause I think suggesting to him being like, Hey, why don't you just go down on me?
But like there is something to round two. So like, you know, you just maybe prep accordingly, you know, like we're going to do this first so that we'll do this in the middle. And then by the time that's over, this will
and
be
also,
ready
he's
again.
Coming that fast. I feel like it'll get speedy. Like he's got probably a quick recovery.
I would think so. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
There's also like those extends condoms that desensitize you a little bit.
Make your penis smell?
No, I was going to say there's like, so obviously there's different textures of condoms and things like that. I don't know if you guys are using protection. You probably are. Definitely use protection.
Use protection.
There are thicker condoms that desensitize a little bit so you don't feel as much. I think they're fucking sacrilegious. I think they're the worst thing in the world.
They don't cut your circulation off, but they're just you don't feel the sensation as much.
So it's like wearing a rubber glove and then washing your hands in the sink with a very thin glove or a thick glove to where you can feel the pressure of the water, but you can't feel anything.
Maybe he can work his way from
No, I was gonna say that's a really good point. That's probably a direct thing that might be better.
Get him a little tipsy
before. Little Saran wrap. A little rubber band and Saran wrap.
Oh God.
Cock ring.
That's right. Yeah.
That will not help.
No, not at all. Okay. On to the next one.
Yeah.
So my boyfriend and I have been together for 4 years. We're both 21 and we're very open sexually. We're both bisexual, except for he's not out because he doesn't feel like he needs to be. So the other night he confessed to me that over a year ago, he went on Grindr and he met up with a man within walking distance after one night I didn't feel like having sex. He went on Grindr, he met up with this guy and they jerked each other off and it took him a year to tell me. Like I said, I'm very open sexually and I am very like open with exploring your sexuality because he had only been with me sexually before. So if he would have just told me, I would have been okay with it and we could have set our boundaries. But the fact that he didn't tell me is what disturbs me. And then he also told me that he had messaged one of our friends who is gay and likes my boyfriend and told him about this and that he said that if your girlfriend isn't accepting of this, then she's wrong and that she's mean and that you shouldn't be with her. But the thing is, he has never told me and that's the part that frustrates me. And apparently, with that friend, they have also been sexting a lot and sending each other photos of their dicks. So I'm just kind of in a weird space where I would have been okay if he had told me, but it makes me uncomfortable that he didn't and that he took a year to tell me because he was scared that I was going to be upset, which to me, if you're scared that your partner is going to be upset, then that's a problem. I just really don't know what to do. Some of my friends say it's cheating. And I sort of agree, but at the same time, if he would have just told me, I would have been okay with it. It's just the fact that he didn't tell me. And it also makes me wonder, what else is he hiding?
This sounds like a communication issue, because even though you say like, yes, I'm cool with this, if it wasn't a spoken about thing, like, we all need to understand what the boundaries of our relationship is, especially nowadays with all mm-hmm. this, you know, there's polyamory, things like yeah. this, and people have open relationships. It needs to be a very specific conversation of like, this is what I'm comfortable with. Mm-hmm. Anything outside of this, I'm not comfortable with, and
there
I'm
needs
not
to
in
be
for.
Consent in a relationship in regards to everything. Like, correct. Being like, I sign up for this. This is what yep. I expect to get out of it.
The problem is, it sounds like there was no conversation like that. So he felt like it was cheating, but maybe he thought that it was okay with you. Mm-hmm. And then because it was with the opposite sex, he maybe felt like there was a little bit more leeway yeah. where it's not infringing on what you guys have. Mm-hmm. So I think in a way, both sides are... like he could be justified if there was no conversation, and that's the vibe you put out, that you're okay with things like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all specific to your relationship. I mean, mm-hmm. you guys have to deem what you find cool and what you're not cool with, you know? But you know, I totally understand that him not telling you for a year. Also, it's probably a hard thing for him to be dealing with. Like as you just mentioned, he's not out to a lot of people he yeah. knows. So it's definitely cheating though.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing, is you don't know the conversations they have. Like, as she said, she would have been totally okay with it.
She would have been.
So, but I'm just saying that if those are vibes put off before then, if I'm a guy and I understand that you're cool with it, no. and then I do something stupid, mm-mm. it doesn't change the fact that it's mm-mm. stupid, but it definitely, I didn't feel like it was a deal breaker.
No, but vibes and a conversation are so different.
But right. I'm just
like, that's yeah. the thing. Like, you can put out there, like, I can put, like, if we think about this, like, I'm so cool with people in open relationships. That's totally awesome. I'm completely supportive of that. And if I put out that vibe that I'm like completely chill with that, and then Mott gets a side girlfriend and he's like, well, no, I mean, you've always said that you're okay with that. But it's like, but that's not what I want. Like, I can be totally okay with something and support other people's decisions and still not want that for myself. Like, I don't love chocolate.
But that doesn't sound like her. It, based on that voice, it sounds like if it were a conversation, it sounds like that would be the way
yeah,
the conversation, but there was no conversation.
Yeah,
that's my point.
And that's the thing. It's like, if there's no conversation, I think it is totally cheating. I think
absolutely.
The first thing that I like, you seem, oh my God, I just like want to give you a hug, because you're being so fucking mature about this and like such the bigger person when you're not being met with that at all. And even just saying like, he hooked up with this guy because like, I didn't want to have sex that night. That's, you didn't come up with that. Like, he told you that, and that's a justification. And this whole thing is a justification. And I am all for exploring your sexuality, and that's what he's doing, but you didn't consent to be in a relationship in which he's going to do that. And yeah, the fact that this is what he's told you, and this, gosh, it's so fucking hard to get this through to guys. And like, this is like my number one thing is honesty and all of that. And it's, I will never, and I've said this to like Mots and every guy I've ever dated, where I'm like, I'm never mad at you for what you do. I am mad when you lie about it. If you had told me, you could have done something so, so, so terrible. If you tell me about it that night, or you tell me what happened and you apologize, we can work through that. But if I find out on my own, then my brain goes, well, if this is what I'm finding out, what's in your secret fucking deep dark vault that you're hiding from me?
You don't want to know.
Right? Exactly. Yeah, but I mean, it's just, it represents a level of like mistrust. And that's something that I have found really, really, really hard to build back. And especially with, this wasn't an isolated incident. Like, he then was like sexting your friend, which, first of all, fuck your friend. That's like, that's mm-hmm. so fucked up. Like, that's not being a team player for anyone. And like, I've definitely been guilty of the fact that like, I have friends who are queer. And when they are like hooking up with somebody who is like in the closet and like has a girlfriend, my automatic like instinct is to be like, oh fuck, that sucks. And I feel like I'm giving them more leeway, but I'm like, no, you know what? Like, you're still aiding in someone cheating. And that's not okay. But like,
whatever your sexual orientation is, it's not
totally
right.
And yeah. Like, I'm still,
it doesn't make it any better.
Yeah.
Although it may feel better. Like I said, it may feel, for him, he justifies it as, oh, opposite sex.
Cause you feel guilty. Can't get jealous. Of the, like there's you can have this bias of being like, well, this is a struggle, like that he's not out and he's like dealing with all of that stuff. But like, this is your feelings and everything like that. And that still doesn't make it okay. I think you need to have a conversation with your friend about it immediately. And I think you need to have a conversation with your boyfriend and be like, hey, I would have been okay with all of this. And I think right now, this, I don't see this ending here. I see this as kind of like, he really, and he's, it's totally deserved that he wants to explore his sexuality and figure all of that out. And I think that this is the time for him to do that, but it's not the time for you to be there waiting while he does that, because it's just always going to have started from a lie. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's never going to have started from like a conversation that you two had of him exploring this and you being supportive. It's going to have started from a lie of him hiding it from you. And I think you need to be like, take your time, do your thing. I'm going to go do my thing. Like, let's have some time apart. And then, yeah, sure. Maybe you'll get back together. Maybe all of that. But I don't think that if this is what you found out or he told you, it's not the worst stuff.
Yeah.
It's all, it can always get worse. Like that whole phrase, like, oh, it's only up from here. No. It can always get worse.
We are deviant creatures.
Men?
Sexually deviant.
Yeah.
Very sinister and deviant. It's creepy as fuck.
It is.
But it is kind of true. I had a thought and I, in the words of one of my favorite jujitsu instructors, he'd have fucked up a long time ago. No, in the sense that, that's something that I think we all learn the hard way at some point, is for next time, there needs to be a discussion of boundaries in the relationship pretty early on of what we're comfortable with. You know, that kind of common thing that when you're on a date and the guy's like, hey, I don't want anything serious. Or the girl says, hey, I don't want, or hey, I'm into this, to figure out where we go. And like that there's communication is so important, because just trying to pick up on someone's intentions or what they're cool with or not based on what their actions are, it's not effective, because we all jump all over the board with how we act and what we say. And it needs to be a conversation. That being said, I don't think what he did was necessarily correct, but you have to determine whether that's something that you are comfortable dealing with either in the future or, you know, if you think that he's not going to do it again. That's just boundaries that you need to set for yourself, because that's advice that, based on our own relationships, we'll give the advice that applies to us.
Yeah.
You only know what you're comfortable with and what you believe in. So
yeah,
you got to kind of trust your gut and go where you go with it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's fine.
I wonder if she's hooking up with girls too and telling,
that was going to be my question.
Telling him.
Yeah. That was what I said early on, where you go, we don't know the whole situation, right? Because
yeah, what their monogamy
I'm,
status
I'm saying
is.
Exactly. Yeah. And maybe it's okay if she hooks up with girls, but not guys. Like there's no way to know unless she's sitting right here, and you know.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, I also think that, there needed to have been a conversation, and you have to determine now, is it too late to have that conversation or can you still have that conversation, and could these actions, could he still do this again?
Yes.
And could you be okay with it? Or does this leave a bad enough taste in your mouth that it's like, you know, I would have been cool with it if this had been brought up originally, but I'm not going to be able to be cool with it. So you need to not do it. And then I also, like, I, as much as I, like, I just don't see that being really like a huge likelihood. Like, I think if he's like, he's clearly needs to figure out his own stuff right now. And if you're not cool with him doing that, I think he's going to probably do it regardless. So
absolutely. That was going to be my thing, is it's kind of like a, it's a terrible analogy. You know, the little, tablecloths under the tea, arrangement, and then people pull it out really quick in the tea and then trying to put that blanket back.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
I like that.
Do you know what
lot.
I mean?
No,
it's like once you pull it out, it's really, you might be able to do it, but it's really difficult. Once that door, my parents always growing up, we had this analogy that when there's certain things in life that once you open the door to, you can never fully shut it. You can kind of close it and you can get it cracked, but that door is always open, you know, and it's always, it's very difficult to close. And that's one of those things that once you do it, it's kind of in your brain and now it's easy to justify doing it again, because, oh, hey, I've already done it, you know, whether the boundaries are what they are. Mm-hmm. So, and also trust is like that, where you, if you lose trust, it's really difficult to build it back up? Yes, you can, but it takes a long time. And is that something you're willing to stick out? That's going to be some decision that you have to make.
Yeah. So
I love when I look around and I see all the girls in the room going,
Preach. You're like, yes, queen.
Yes.
But God, it'll get better and it will get worse before it gets better. But you got to just make those decisions because like sitting and waiting around is not going to do anything except make you like fucking hate him and want to strangle him in his sleep. Mm. Been there. Okay.
Just staring at him.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Stop breathing. Plug his nose and plug his mouth.
I used to do that with my college boyfriend.
That's why
but I said that's because he snored. And so I would and just like lean over. Goosh. And then.
Yep. I've been there too.
Yeah. Oh God. Okay.
Big Maddie just kicks me.
Time for a break? Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back, guys. Okay, everybody. Hey, it's me again. Surprise, surprise. She's back. This episode of Don't Blame Meme Pod is brought to you by me. And what am I doing to my own penis? What should I be doing? Should I be slurping?
Or
slurping my
lightly
schlong?
Caressing it with your tongue?
Ooh, I'm lightly caressing my penis with my tongue. What sound effect? You can only see it's just Rosa licking her arm, realizing it's not loud enough, being like, I need to sound effect.
I know there's not really like a tongue. That's not really
no
licking, that's sucking.
Yeah, you're right. Licking, you can't really make a noise. We should stop trying. It's pretty fucking gross. Well, guys, yeah. Hey, what's up? Look at this nice little ad break for me to talk about us. Great, awesome, cool. If you guys are new to the podcast, or maybe if you're just a couple episodes behind, Mott's babe talking about you, you might not know that we now have an Instagram account. Don't blame me pod. Also looks like don't blah meme pod. So follow us there. Also, I think it'd be fun if we did maybe like a live there one time. We did some, maybe we did a Q&A. Maybe I make mm-hmm. you take, maybe I make Melissa take over one day. You guys Ooh. Can ask her questions.
I'll be like,
what's it like to work with Megan? She's a cunt.
I love Megan.
So much. Oh. So follow us there and you can see not only when there's new episodes out, you can see when there's new videos released and all that stuff. So follow to stay updated. And you can also tag us when you're listening and watching the episodes. That makes me V happy. And we also have our lovely, lovely website redesigned by me when I was procrastinating doing a bunch of other stuff that I haven't done yet that I just got an email about. Yo, have you done any of that stuff yet? No, but
it's like a month ago, dude.
I know. But yeah, check out our website. It's pretty great, pretty cool. You can find out where to listen, subscribe there. Obviously, iTunes. We also have the videos that go up on there. If you're not on YouTube, which how are you not on YouTube? Subscribe on YouTube. And you can also find all of Melissa and I's links there. So if you've ever been wondering, I mean, we have been our show notes, but if you ever wanted to like find a hub to be like, I wonder what they posted on Instagram today and Twitter and all the other stuff. Let me get a link to SoundCloud. Check it out. Don'tblameme.show. And also guys, we are going to be going through a little revamp coming up. So any of you graphic designers out there, if you guys want to help us out by maybe doing a new logo, that would be awesome. If you guys want to email us, meganpodcast@gmail.com, we would love to see your work. I mean, you don't have to like make us a logo and then see if we like it. Just
please
send us your portfolio.
Don't make
us
a logo first.
No. Yeah. You guys have lives, don't you? I mean, you do have lives. Nice. Follow us on Instagram. Buy my book. Buy my merch. ShopMarty.com. Cool, guys. Keep listening to the episode.
Do you guys want Don't Blame Me merch?
Yeah, guys.
Let us know.
And also, would you want one? How PG would you want the merch?
Yeah.
Do you want it about therapy and masturbation, or do you want it to be like a little less about therapy and masturbation? Because
we've got some ideas.
We do. A couple of which involve therapy and masturbation. Mm-hmm. Just feel like, yeah, it'd be fun. So let us know what you would like to see. Is it shirts? Is it pop sockets?
Is it notepads?
Mm-hmm. Don't blame me. You send that up to your it's like a stamp that you just put on every fucking paper you have and you submit it. And at the end, it's like, don't blame me. Maybe that'll help your grade. Probably not. I had a dream about college last night. Why don't I remember it? Weird. It just like made me think of college. Okay. Well, cool guys. Back to the episode. Okay, guys, we are back from break. You are ready to hop into more calls.
Let's do it.
Hey, Megan. I'm 22 years old And I recently got out of a really bad relationship in June. I met a guy after that who was divorced around the same time that I broke up with my ex. He's also 22. We've basically moved in with each other, and we're actually going to be getting our own apartment together in November. We've also recently discussed getting married. So here's a little bit of a backstory. Obviously, he's been divorced. I've been engaged. I was actually supposed to be married next week to my ex. We've discussed this. We both know about each other's exes and relationships and all. But I don't want to rush things. I do very much want to get married to him. And I told him, you know, I'm fine with it being sooner than later, but I definitely don't want to rush him into things, especially since he has actually been through the process of being married and falling in love with someone and leaving them. I was just wondering if you could offer some advice on how to handle this, how to discuss with him maybe more seriously, and what you think we should do.
Oh my God.
Honey, you need to
slow your fucking roll.
Slow
the fuck down.
Yeah. I don't know. Now,
how long have they been dating?
June.
Holy shit.
That's when she broke up with her ex-fiance in June, and they met around the same time.
So
slow the fuck down.
Now, I grew up in a very Christian family, which is very like kind of old school when it comes to like you meet someone, you get married, things like that. So I completely understand if you've grown up in a family like that, where that is the next step, or that is, you know, LA is a place, or Southern California in general is a pretty liberal place, and a place where marriage is becoming less of a necessity. And I think, which is interesting, because you put more priority on where the relationship is. And if you get to that point, yes, there's a lot of benefits to being married, but it's not a necessity. Like, it's not something that you have to do in this amount of time. And this is my opinion. I completely understand everyone thinks differently. So I don't think it's a rushing thing. And it's this sort of thing like, okay, we were talking about this the other day. We're dating a year. Okay. Next step is moving in. Next step. Everybody's steps are different, and you don't need these steps. Every couple's different. Now I understand there's money benefits to living together and all these things, but it shouldn't necessarily make your relationship stronger right away. Like, let it progress naturally.
Yeah.
There are a lot of other life factors that happen in addition to, just the relationship. So I understand, you know, moving in together and things like that, but slow down. I mean, you're 22, and everyone that I've talked to, I'm 21, so I'm young, but most of my friends are older. Like, one of my good friends, I just worked with him. His name's Jeff. He's 40.
Your idol.
46. Yeah. Jeff's awesome.
Leo's
and
idol.
I love talking to people like him, where he's like, dude, the guy that I was at 21.
Yeah.
It's not the guy I was at 25. Not the guy that was at 30. And it's not like you ever hit that point of reaching your maximum maturity. It's ever changing. So you can't possibly fucking know what you want at 22.
Yeah.
You can't. And I'm the first one to say that. I know what I want right now, but I know it's not going to be what I want necessarily in a relationship. It's just life happens, and the goal is to be open to maturing and things like that. And just don't get locked down so early if you don't have to, you know? But again, to each his own.
Yeah. I think if anything, both of you have been in this situation before. And I think that should be kind of like a word of caution to be like, let's actually slow it down. And you were saying, like, I don't really want to rush things, but I'd rather do it sooner than later.
It sounds like you are.
It sounds like you want to, you're on this kind
maybe
of
kids,
timeline.
Maybe kids are something that you know, maybe that's the driving factor, is you want to have kids. And now here's the thing. That's not how you and I think, but a lot of people think that way, in the sense that that's their life goal.
Not at all. I think it's great. But at the same time, if you are already engaged to somebody and he was already in love with somebody, you both married, you both already saw that future with somebody else, and it crashed and burned, and you were done, moving on to someone a month later. Like, how do you know that's not going to happen again?
Correct.
Seems
like a bit of a prevailing theme here.
Yeah. And like, you don't want to be that. You don't want to be the Ross of your friend group. Like, friends been divorced that many times. And I will say, like, Mats and I, our relationship, we just passed our 3-year anniversary. And our relationship, the first year we were dating, is completely different than the second year and completely different than the third year. None is better or worse, but also like this timeline thing, you don't have to, exactly like you're saying, you don't have to check those boxes off. And I've talked about my friends about moving in with their significant others that I was like, honest to God, it's not something.
Why?
Yeah, it's not a checklist thing that you're like, okay, well now I've been dating for 2 years. So we have to live together for this many years before we get engaged. I'm like, no, you don't have to live with every boyfriend you've ever had.
No.
For that. I mean, you should live with the person that you're like, you know, I really think it's going to be you. Not be like, hey, let's live together and see, maybe it'll be you.
Because it creates a codependent mentality, which is unhealthy to everyday life. If you're completely codependent, now it's a-okay to be codependent on someone for situations and things like that. But your goal as a person is to be self-sufficient, independent, mm-hmm. and be able to work for yourself, make your own money. You know, I guarantee you that kind of living will give you the most confidence.
Yeah.
Right? You move in with someone prematurely. It creates this codependent mentality where very old fashioned now, mm-hmm. Where man may make the money, and it creates this kind of dynamic, in my opinion, that could be not beneficial to growing
and
for both people.
What happened in the, like, getting over like a broken engagement? You haven't had any time to heal. Like none of that has happened yet. Like there isn't any of that. And I don't know whose side it was on that the engagement was broken, whether it was like mutual or maybe you guys had been engaged for a while. But I just think there's never any harm in waiting any longer at all. And like, maybe you're not having sex. Maybe there's other factors that make you want to get together quicker. Mm-hmm. But if this is the person you want to spend the rest of your life with, you want to spend, let's 75 years with this person. 4 years, 2 years, a year is so small in the grand scheme of things. Mm-hmm. If you can't wait a year to have sex with somebody, or you can't wait a year before you get married, and it's the, like, being like, we have to get married now, otherwise it's not worth it, then it's more about the actual idea of getting married than it is about that person. Because if you want to be that person forever, your relationship with them and your love is only going to like grow bigger and stronger and get better, and you'll go through hard times and stuff, but I mean, you're going to continue to be together. But if you don't like tie this down in this amount of time that I'm done, how much do you really care about that person?
That being said, that's the side that I agree on. Yeah. I'm just going to speak the other side and think about it. This is a very new mentality, what we're talking about. Grandparents, I bet all of your grandparents got married at 19, 20 years old and stayed married for 50 or 60 years.
Yeah.
That's just the way things were done. But now, it's very old fashioned. They did not get divorced.
But
don't know if they
divorced.
Were happy. No, I know, but I'm saying that what we're pitching, which is like, wait a couple years, this is a very new mm-hmm. new age kind of thinking, which is, I agree with, because I'm about my happiness. I want to be happy. But back in the day, people just made it work. So I'm saying that there's two sides. Like, you may be very old fashioned in that sense, mm-hmm. and go, you know what? I'm going to cling to someone. But based on the fact that you both have already almost, I mean, he's mm-hmm. had a failed marriage, and then you have almost got married. It probably isn't a great thing, because it sounds like a prevailing theme here.
I would just be so careful because of that. And also, if rushing into getting married, then you're like, are you cool if like he wants to get divorced immediately, like after? You never want to talk somebody into doing something that they're not ready or comfortable with yet. And I've said this before, like any next step in a relationship, and a relationship in general, it's so much more about you than it is about like the right person. Yep. It's about, am I ready to be married? Am I wanting this? If he doesn't want that, no matter how fucking great he is or how much he loves you, it's not gonna work, because that's not what he wants, and he's not going to prioritize that if that's not his goal.
Totally. I don't agree with that. I had a family member that got married at 19, divorced at 21, and then remarried at 26, and been married for 30 years. So, yeah. I mean, you do never know, mm-hmm. but be wise about it. Don't rush into something. It's not worth it. And I understand in my opinion, the only pressing factor is like your biological clock.
Yeah.
But that, you're 22. That's what I'm saying. You're 22. And the way technology is going, that clock is getting, I'm saying that clock is getting like higher and higher in age.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that even that's not a pressing factor. So you can't give me one valid reason you have to get married right now.
No, it's true.
Or even move in together.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you're 22.
Enjoy it. And also, not that I'm saying like, maybe if you've really come to terms with like your, I'm not here to like shame anybody or anything like that, but like, I'm not saying you should feel like embarrassed about like the broken engagement and things like that. But like, if that didn't affect you, and that like, you're super cool with like moving on really quickly.
You may not value it that much.
Yeah. Like, it might just be more about the title than it is about the relationship exactly. And him as a person. And yeah, just like fucking wait it out and Wait it the fuck out.
In the words of Maddie, my girlfriend's mother, live your life. Be young. Have fun.
That's a good one. You've gotten very good at British accents.
Nah, it was not even very good. That was pretty good. This was drunken. Her name's Sal. We call her Big Sal. It's just her nickname. It's very endearing. But this is drunken Big Sal back on the way from the pub. Live your life. Have fun. Yeah, it was good. But anyway, be young. Don't rush in anything. Life's too short.
Yeah. Yeah. I fully agree with that.
Life is too short to be stupid.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm stupid a lot, too.
All the time. I am.
All the time.
All the time.
You'd think we'd learn. Nope. Never. Nope. Never.
Don't blame me.
Don't blame me. Okay. On to the next.
So I am shaking mad after finding something in mine and my boyfriend's bathroom. I'm 22. He's 24. We've been together for 6 years. We've been living together for 2. And then before that, I was constantly staying with him long term, between apartments and stuff like that. So we have a very comfortable relationship and we're very open when it comes to sex and blah, blah, blah. And about maybe a year ago, I found a pocket pussy. I had just come back from a trip. We had friends over and I saw it, upstairs and came downstairs, whispered in his ear, cool pocket pussy. Glad that you weren't alone while I was gone or, something sarcastic, but didn't really get to say how I felt because of the situation we were in. And then, later on, it just didn't feel like it was appropriate to really bring it up. Because I wasn't, it didn't happen then. I lost my chance, it felt like. But then some, weeks later, we talked about it. And he had said that he bought it while we, broke up, which was literally for, 2 days because he was being an asshole, basically. And he told me that it was on sale and, all these excuses. I went and looked it up. He specifically got, some porn star's model, and it wasn't a sale. It was, buy the pussy, get the butthole for free kind of thing. Found the butthole piece in, one of our drawers. And I was just grossed out. Felt so grossed out by it. He ended up throwing them away. Well, I did, with his permission. And then months later, I found another one. He had bought another one. And now it's coming to the point where we haven't had sex in 6 months, but he's using this pocket pussy. And it hurts me to my core. I don't care about masturbation. I don't care about any of that. But he's on a medication that apparently is making him incompetent, but really he is able to get it up for this toy. And I really don't know how to handle it and I don't know how to go about it. So I would really, really love your help because I'm just so personally offended that I'm not thinking clearly. And I obviously can't really talk to anybody about it because it's personal and it's about, his personal stuff. So,
oh my God.
She ran out of time.
I want to give her a fucking huge hug. No, but here's the thing. No, okay. Think about the last part of that. If you take away the beginning part, the last part of it is they haven't had sex in 6 months because he's saying the medication that he's on is making it so he's can't perform or isn't super horny. Mm. And then she finds this. So she's unsatisfied sexually.
He bought another one.
He bought a new one.
Mm-hmm. So that means that.
Yeah, he's probably using it. I guess I'll respond to the first part of it in toy. Who cares about that? That's my opinion on that.
If it's
affecting your guys' relationship, that's different. Mm-hmm. But still, it's such a minor thing to be able to get in the middle of things. It sounds like there's a lot more going on.
I think that's the thing. I'm so cool and totally fine with masturbation and all that stuff and I'll get myself off. I don't care if Mons gets himself off. But if it's one of those things of being okay, cool. Like, yeah, I was on my period or I wasn't horny or anything like that. But if it's like, oh, we're both home, we're both down, you haven't come on to me, and instead you're just going to do this. And then like later on, if I'm coming on to you, you're like not super in the mood. That's the issue. And I think that's the issue. What's happening here is it's like she, if it was a conversation of her being like, oh, I feel like I have a higher sex drive than you and I really want to have like sex more than you and all that stuff, and he was like, yeah, no, you're right, like that's like fine, you're fine, go for it, and like she has a vibrator and like all of those things, versus, I mean, if so, it's no stupid other way, if it was like he, if he had a higher sex drive than her and was telling her and she was like, you know, I really can't keep up with that, and then he got that and so he was masturbating more because of it, but the issue is that they're not having sex because of a medication that he's on that's like affecting his performance, but he's able to get off with this, which I'm not necessarily saying he's lying about the performance like issues, but I completely would also be so offended of being like, you can't get hard for like my vagina, but you can get hard for a pocket pussy of a porn star.
Yeah.
Cause and we've had our most controversial episode with Taylor, which if you ever want to listen to that one, you should listen to it. It's a good one.
Well, I've heard it.
No, you haven't.
Yep.
No, I've heard it. I've never listened to it. It's our most controversial episode.
It was about controversial issues in the US right now.
I mean, it is it expands internationally.
Honestly, real quick, Bill, what is the episode
about? It's about porn.
Oh, and if damaging or not damaging. Oh, and fascinating. So
I will actually listen. We have which was enlightening for both of us because both of us are very like liberal in our views. And we have what we thought was a really common take on it, and it so wasn't. And so this is kind of, I would say, is this is where I draw the line with things like that. This is when it's affecting your relationship.
Yeah,
I don't think masturbation and porn affect relationships all the time. I don't think relationships are doomed, but I think there's a potential. And when there's a potential, that doesn't mean you're crazy. It doesn't mean you're psycho. It like, that is something that does need to be addressed then. Like if it's fucking up your sex life.
I have a simple fix. Why don't you use it on him?
Well,
I mean, I know it's not the same, but like in it, work it into, if it's that big of a thing to him.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's an uncomfortable subject to talk about.
Yeah, but you...
Like, why don't we try working it in? Like, there are options if that's what he's into. Because everyone's got a weird kind of
Got kinks.
Yeah, everyone's got kinks. Maybe that's his kink. So instead of... and I don't know if this is what you're doing. And also, I apologize for laughing early on because I thought it was going one way. And then we flipped around. And there is a legitimate issue. So I don't mean to demean your situation. But... everyone's got their own kinks, and instead of maybe going, this is gross, it's just a fucking toy, this is weird, try to maybe be a little cooler with it and try work it in together. Yeah. I mean, that's,
I think it needs to be a conversation between you guys, and it needs to be like, this is about your sex life together, not just him getting off. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, if this is the only way that he can get off, and this is a new thing, you guys have had sex before, this wasn't like, you didn't necessarily sign up for a guy who you're not going to be able to have sex with, and he's just going to get off with this.
Yeah.
So I think if you can like bring it up the conversation and just be like, and I just like want to talk about it because like, I don't have a penis. I don't understand the fact that like for the last 6 months, we haven't been having sex because you can't get it up. And for me, but you're able to for this. So please tell me why, because this all, and there might be like a super, like I would be the exact same way. I'd be like, just tell me like what it is. Like I don't, because this just makes me feel inadequate and makes like, and I want to know what I can do. And if there are other things that like are turning you on that you feel uncomfortable asking for, and it's a longer process because medication does affect your sex drive and things like that. Yeah. But it's also, to me, that's the confusing part, that it's like, well, if he wants to, maybe it's the thing of like, he got it and he really, his libido's low, but, or he like gets horny and he's like having a hard time like keeping it up and doesn't want to be embarrassed in front of you and is kind of using this as like a practice thing. But you guys need to have that conversation and tell him that it hurts you, because I don't think that that was his goal. Except granted, the fact that he bought it like when they were broken up for 2 days, to me, I'm kind of just like, oh shit, that's like,
and then bought another one.
Yeah. It's a little shady. sex is something that you have to work at in a relationship.
Yeah.
It becomes stale. It can very easily become stale, especially after a year. If you guys are having sex all the time, like, it can get stale. Mm-hmm. So it could also be a situation of miscommunication, when maybe in his mind it's gotten stale and this is something new, and it's not cheating, but it's, you know, it's something new that, you know,
yeah.
So there might have to be a conversation of like, what can we bring to this? Like I said, use it on him. Try, yeah, there's things to do. Exactly. And you're in this situation, you are being the bigger person, which is not ideal. You'd want ideally both people to be like, hey, look, this is what's happening. Let's figure out how to fix this. But if you have to put on the shoes for something and try mm-hmm. and fix it, if you really want to fix it, it's worth trying to incorporate yourself into whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
Instead of necessarily judging the object. And it's very, like, it might feel very shameful as a guy.
Yeah.
Using,
I mean, I would be
these.
So mad. I would be like her. I'd be so mad because
you'd be frustrated. You feel inadequate.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Shit. You just yeah. make it about you, yeah. which is, there's nothing wrong with that. But I think that's just kind of what the automatic instinct is.
Totally.
And he's not thinking about, not in a bitchy way, but do you know what I mean? Like, he's not trying to offend you, but that's just where your mind's going to go. It's where my mind would go.
Mm.
And I think you have to have the conversation with him, talk about it, and see how much he wants to work at your sex life together.
Mm.
And if it's like, he's kind of like okay with not and being like, well, this is just what I'm going to do. I also really hope like you're still getting yours. Like, and like that's with him, because intimacy is super important in a relationship. And you guys, and she said at the beginning that they're open sexually and like all yeah. like they're with all that stuff in those conversations. So I think you need to have those. And I've had those tough conversations with like boyfriends and stuff of being like, okay, we're going to talk about your penis right now. And mm-hmm. like, not in a sexy way. And like, we're going to have this conversation. It's like, people will get uncomfortable, but otherwise you're just going to be like so livid and so mad. And I think he also probably is just trying to avoid the conversation. You guys need to have it. And wherever that goes, who knows? But like, yeah, you have to see how much he's going to try and work on your sex life too. Like, including with you, you know?
Yeah.
6 months. Oh,
my brain goes to this random story that's kind of related, not really related. It's a bit of a segue. There's a thing called a Tenga egg.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you know what it is? It's mm-hmm. like a little, it's like a little silicone
Why
egg.
Why do we talk about this with?
Me. Because
yeah, but when?
So my pitch would be to get one of those, because it's kind of in between like apocalypse. It's like this big contraption. Like, that's like kind of a reusable thing. I was working on a show, and as a wrap gift, one of the actors on the show, we were all like 16. And then the other guy he was probably 35, and yeah. he thought it'd be funny to buy us all Tang eggs. We're all like prepubescent, super horny teenagers. And so as like a wrap gift for one of the seasons, he bought us all Tenga eggs.
That's a good wrap gift.
It's a great wrap gift, except for his now wife thought it would be, you know, polite to go tell our moms that, you know, that's what he got us for a wrap gift.
Which does. You're 16, so
yeah, but in a way, like, oh, it's funny. We just got him yeah. like masturbation devices. And like, there's nothing more shameful than like 16.
What'd your mom say?
She never addressed it, yeah, but one day, this is a great thing. Their catchphrase is different strokes for different yolks, or different something yolks, along those lines.
Because
it's an egg. So they say like different strokes for instead of folks, like, yolks. Like one day down, my dad's just this classic individual. I mean, walk through the house butt ass naked, cooking, things like that. And so I was at home, and I was like, he goes, do you want to eat sushi or do you want to eat Thai? And I go, oh, we'll do Thai food. And he goes, hey, you know what they say? And as he's walking away naked, different strokes for different yolks, down the hallway.
Oh my God.
And I just sat there in my own senses, just going, oh, I am going to kill myself.
Oh my God.
So I thought that was pretty funny.
But, that's so good. Also, yeah. if you want a visual to what Leo's parents look like, because it's fucking iconic, look on his Instagram. It's amazing.
Yeah,
they're two of my favorite people.
Oh,
your
they're
mom
amazing
texted me
people.
On my birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh, my mom loves you.
I love your mom.
Loves you.
I'm
yeah.
upset. Literally, your entire birthday, it was like me hanging out.
My dad just, he knows you, and he's just like, Megan, who? Oh, Megan. Yeah, yeah,
every
yeah,
time
Megan.
He kept being like, Morgan, and he's like, kidding, Megan, I know you, and then gives me like a noogie. And I'm like, I love this. I want them to adopt me. It's great. Okay. Well, shit. I think that's that question. I would love an update on this one, selfishly.
Yeah.
We would really love an update on this one so badly. Please. And I feel like she was very honest with this. So I feel like
she was good on you.
Can you do an update? Like, I would love to know what happens. And just don't tell your boyfriend you called into the podcast. Time for a producer's corner, which someone who's been on the fucking podcast I know, yet still does not understand the concept of this goddamn podcast.
You just settled down. I know. Because
you watch This Is Us and you don't listen to the podcast.
I stopped.
Thank God. Thank God.
I'm on Shameless now.
Yeah, I know. You told me. I
fucking love that show. It's wonderful.
You are a This Is Us boy because you're Cancer.
Yeah. Oh, I wept like a...
Loves the feeling.
I love the feels.
Loves the feels.
I love feeling feelings.
You do?
Yeah.
You do? Yeah, yeah. I hate...
Being angry.
I hate feelings.
The problem is, whenever I experience emotion like that, in a weird way, it's satisfactory and it makes me happy and then it automatically cheers me back up. So if I'm angry, I'll blow out. And I'm like, ooh, this feels good. And then all of a sudden I'm happy. I'm like, shit. I mean, I'm angry. I have to be angry still. So, you know.
But I hate feelings.
It's a good problem, I think, because it all leads back to happiness.
Yeah, I don't like feelings.
That works for you.
I shut everything down immediately.
Yeah, I don't.
I'll be like, whoa, no.
I also get mopey. I get a little, and that's been an effort of mine, to kill that side of me because that's not a great quality. Yeah. Especially for problem solving in a relationship when you just get quiet.
You just want time and space.
I'm punishing you by being quiet. And Maddie's like, stop being a little bitch. Just tell me what to do.
That's so good. That's good. So this is where Melissa will pick either her favorite call, a call back, or somebody who is calling with their own advice from a previous episode. So what do we got?
We've got somebody calling with advice from a previous episode.
Are they correcting me in a mean way?
No, they're not correcting you. They're just sharing their own insight on something. So this is from the episode with Lily, the most recent episode with Lily, from the caller that she was Muslim and her and her boyfriend have been dating for 4.5 years, but they were sneaking around behind their parents' back, but they want to get engaged soon.
Yeah.
So this is someone that's...
Her boyfriend not Muslim? Is that
No, he is. But they were dating in high school, and then their parents caught them, and they were like, "You have to break up. You're not allowed to date."
Got it.
And then they didn't actually break up, and they kept secretly dating all through college. Now, and now they like are talking about engagements, and her parents think that she broke up with this guy in high school, and that she's single.
Yeah.
And so she's like, "How do I?" I know.
Okay, so this is me responding to that Muslim girl with the family who doesn't really let her date. So here's the thing. In Islam, you're technically not supposed to, I guess, really date. But because of nowadays, you know, people want to date who they want to marry. So some parents are, you know, lenient about it. But unfortunately, some parents are not. And this is more of a cultural thing now. So here's the thing. I believe that possibly she should say, oh, yes, they did break it off, but then he was in college with her and they accidentally had a class together and she realized she wants to be with him or like date him or whatever. And I don't know, I feel like that would just be like a really good kind of answer question lie. I don't know, because I feel like if she were to say she lied about what she did, the parents would not be happy. They would just not be happy at all. And I don't think they'd be accepting of, you know, their relationship. And I know, like, no matter what, like, you can do whatever you want, but it's just so controversial because obviously you guys don't get this because it's a cultural thing and it's okay that you don't get it, but like, it's just things are different. And so, yeah, I think that she should, you know, try with my answer, possibly. Yeah.
Sick. I love that. That was like Lily and I's biggest thing. We were giving advice. We were like, we really don't understand like the culture behind all of it and like the rules specifically.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I think that's a good lie. If that's like a good in between of that.
Yeah, it's so hard because it's a total cultural difference, especially between parents. Like now, or in sort of the culture that most of us grew up in, it's like once you turn 18, like you do your thing, your parents, they can have their input and you listen to them or you don't listen to them. Where it sounds like in that culture, it's a bit different. And maybe when you get married, that's when that sort of opinion falls off a bit. So it's hard to speak on things like that because it's a completely different lifestyle and we only know what we know. So, I only know what I would do, which is not something that would probably work out for these people's lives.
I say preserve all the relationships as much as possible. And I think hearing that and then hearing something like her input on this culture specifically, then you have to make the decision and she should make it. And I think it's a good one of being like, find the happy medium in which, sure, maybe everybody's not totally 100% like happy with it. And maybe it's not like the total truth, but it's going to preserve your current relationship and your relationship with your parents. Like,
yeah, we had a lot of calls on this for people calling, giving their own insight. And one caller did say that part of it is that once he decides that he wants to marry her, his parents have to call her parents to ask the permission.
Oh, and his parents know.
And his parents know.
Shit.
Yeah.
Well, you know, rope them in. Bring them flowers. Make them a nice dinner and be like, I need you to do a solid for me. Mm-hmm. I need you to. And they'll get, hopefully they'll also understand that and be like, could you do me a solid? Or does he have an older brother who's got a voice that sounds like
that? Well, she did say that he had siblings siblings. Yeah.
Tradition's so hard.
It is.
Tradition's really, really difficult. You know?
I think also maybe if you guys just lie well enough, maybe it's not, maybe you won't fully get away with it, but the effort in the lie, like, so one of my best, totally not the same thing, but one of my best friends, when we were stealing alcohol when we were a kid, like not like from her parents' house, and her, she
They'll
came down the stairs.
They respect your entrepreneurial spirit.
Right? She came down the stairs. Her dad came down the stairs just as she had grabbed a bottle and he like looked at her as she like hit it behind his back and he looked at her. And then he just like continued walking the other way. And it was one of those things of being like,
the fact that she hit it behind her back. He's like, you know what?
Yeah. He's like, I see the effort she's putting in. And he was just like, you know, I'm going to choose to not see this. Or the same thing of like, like when you don't necessarily tell your parents when you lost your virginity, but it's like, it's kind of one of those things of being like, you know what? Like, I'm just going to choose to not believe this. And I'm going to choose to kind of believe and live in the fantasy that I want to. So I think if you can cast a big enough lie and get enough of that, like even if they don't fully like see it as being a thing, I think you can just like.
So Megan Ring says, if you lie big enough, people will believe you.
Yeah, no, and I think that's a good compromise of being like, we met each other, like we met each other again in high school, and
like they just don't like the relationship, though. I mean,
they're not supposed to date at all.
No, it's just there's no dating. You get married.
Oh, got it.
And so that's the issue, is that she's been dating in
and they
general.
Already know that they've been dating, so they're not going to let them get married.
Well, no, and I think...
I mean, based on tradition, like you said, they could. They could still, right? Yeah.
They could say, no, you can't get married.
But I think if you guys are serious about it, so you have to try. And I think saying that, like, we met again in college and we've kept things really... And just saying, like, we've kept things really, like, casual. We're mostly just in friend groups with each other and, like, we hang out. But, like, we've said that we're both really interested in each other.
Right.
And, we would really love to
alter the truth a bit, just mold it a little bit.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I like what she said on the phone, which was, you know, we reconnected in college and, you know, weren't dating, but, you know, we were in the same proximity and it's really hard to kind of fight this.
Yeah. And I feel like his parents will understand.
This feeling. Ooga, 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 shaka, ooga, 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 shaka.
Okay. Well, that's our episode. Thanks, Leo, for being on.
I'm always bummed when it ends because I just love talking.
Well,
no, it was fun.
You could listen to them and then.
But I can talk in the car, but no one responds to me.
But you can come back as many times as you want.
Woo! Whenever you want.
I'll be back.
Yeah,
I'll be back. No, I enjoy. I always love hanging with you guys and chatting and giving my BS opinion.
No, I like it. I like
it. It's fun. I feel like it's just a different take and it's a little. Mm-hmm. It's a little.
It's
nutty.
Not as extreme as Melvin's.
Yeah.
Was Melvin on?
Okay. Well, thanks guys so much for listening and or watching this episode. If you want to see the video version, it'll be up on the internet soon. And if you haven't subscribed to us on iTunes yet, go and do it. Leave us a review. We love it. And if you want to find out where else you can follow and listen to the show, go to don'tblameme.show. Yeah, that's it. I made it. It's pretty cute. And you can follow Melissa and I on social. You can follow Leo on social. Does anyone else want them to follow on anything? You want to follow your band?
I don't have a band. The band broke up.
Shut up.
Yeah, you didn't
Why
know
didn't
that?
You tell me that?
I don't listen to your podcast. You don't know shit about my
what?
Life.
Wow. Oh God.
Yeah, no.
That's okay.
I'm still playing. I'm playing tonight, actually.
Okay. Well,
no. Come out tonight. No. It's not gonna be tonight when this airs.
No. But yeah. Follow Leo's socials will be down below.
Yeah. Petting the couch.
Pet the couch. Watch us on Freakish for 2 seasons. Cool. And yeah, okay, guys. Phone number. If you want to call in for another words are hard. If you want to be a part of another episode, call us at 310-694-0976. And if you're international caller, email us an audio file at meganpodcast@gmail.com. Goodbye. Hey guys, what's up? Megan here. Hello. I'm here to tell you guys that I don't know what that was. We're going on a little bit of a hiatus up until December. The show's coming back. We're reinventing. We're improving. Things are changing. Good things. If you're afraid of change, don't worry. It's not changing that much. It's changing in a good way. We're having a glow up. It's going to be awesome. So we're still taking calls. We're on this break. So don't worry. If your life, you're like, oh my God, Megan, no, stop. Shit's hitting the fan. It's okay. We still got you. We're going to be answering all of those calls from when you call in now. So keep letting life happen and include us because we'll miss you, but we'll be back really soon. Don't worry. Don't Blame Me is a production by me, produced, directed, and edited by Melissa DeMons. Post-production sound by Chris Henry, production assistant Julie Carley, and music by Giacomo Picasso and Ryan Hunter. I'll see you guys next week. And don't blame me if your life, you know, completely fucks up before then. Oh.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.